This is Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalane Smith-Needham. We are back talking movies with our film critic, Casey T. Allen. Hi, Casey.
Shalane, you must be so thrilled to speak with me again.
Of course. It's always good to have you here, Casey. And this week you watched the film I Care a Lot. Tell us about it and your take.
Oscar-nominated actress Rosamund Pike plays another villainous role as Marla Grayson, a professional guardian who takes care of old people who can no longer live independently. But Marla's care is a finely tuned scam, forcing the innocent seniors into a retirement home against their will, liquidating all their assets and draining their life savings. But her crooked scheme takes a left turn when the latest victim she swindles turns out to be connected to a mobster. I Care a Lot maintains great moral ambiguity, with almost every character being a bad guy. You're not necessarily rooting for anyone to succeed, but you're easily hooked enough to keep watching. Rosamund Pike is magnetic as a sociopathic grifter who is as brave as she is devious, her perfectly white smile beautifully concealing a deep acrimony rooted in an entitlement to the American dream. However, it is precisely because of Rosamund Pike's performance that this film feels less unpredictable and less sharp than it could be. Her other sociopathic performance in the 2014 film Gone Girl makes I Care a Lot feel familiar, almost to the point of being prosaic or mundane. Director-writer Jay Blakeson's original screenplay is wryly focused on characters who are interesting and not focused on making viewers feel inspired or edified. Thematically, this film doesn't have much to say beyond the resourcefulness, conviction, and strength of someone who's bad. It's not a ride with brilliant depth or witty humor, but it's still a fun one people will enjoy.
A mild recommendation?
Yeah, it was okay. I felt similarly to this film how I felt about Promising Young Woman, which I reviewed last month. I'm happy that both films are acknowledged and nominated at the Golden Globe Awards, but I'm not expecting them to win anything.
Okay, so you mentioned the Golden Globes. They are taking place this weekend. Any movies in particular that you are rooting for?
This Sunday, it will be an exciting night, the first time the Golden Globes will be held virtually and broadcast from more than one location. Specifically regarding I Care a Lot, there's plenty of roles like this for women to be these devious villains, but it's not often that they get nominated at the Golden Globes. Rosamund Pike is the only female actress nominated who plays a distinctively villainous character. So that definitely singles her out. I think it's unlikely, though, that she'll win. Or if she does win, it will be a surprise. And no, I don't have any specific films I'm hoping will win. I'm more curious about what the Hollywood Foreign Press will give their attention to as the most honorable films worthy of awards.
All right, Casey. Well, we will find out what happens this weekend at the Golden Globes. And as always, thanks for joining us this week. We'll look forward to talking more next week.
As will I.